Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
And howdy, gardeners. Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And yes, I am here with Danny Lunderman. He is representing the Enchanteds, both Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden, which are south Richmond, Rosenberg area. So good morning and thank you for driving in.
You bet. Good morning.
Yeah, we were just chatting beforehand that the weather, we are getting a bit of a break. But then I saw on Channel 13, there's a little bit of a heat coming, I guess midweek for a few days. So kind of, you know, to remind us how hot it was again.
Right. It'll bounce up and down a little bit for the next couple weeks.
And we can take those reprieves,
yes.
Which is nice. And
it is nice.
And the rain, we are so thankful for that rain coming. And this is a change of kind of season, and it sort of is a roller coaster up and down, but there's a lot we can do in the gardens and the landscaping with the fall season coming, or our Houston fall. I'm not quite
right.
Sure. If we have East Coasters who moved here, they're like, this is summer.
Yeah, it's coming. It's time to get busy out in the yard now, for sure.
Right. And what I am learning from you guys, from our Home Show Garden Pros, is how extended our planting season really is. And we are so lucky to have the fall, because I'm hearing from all of you that it is so important to take advantage of this.
I mean, oh, yeah,
get out there and plant.
Yeah, this is one of the best times. I mean, spring and fall are great.
Ideal.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a lot about what we can get in there in the fall. And speaking of fall, so September 22nd, 9:05, from what I'm told from Chad, is our official fall. So I'm not sure you should look at the temperatures, but at least that's what the calendar tells us.
Yeah, it'll all come around.
We
had a couple good days of good weather, and then kind of warm back up, but I saw the forecast, and there's some more cool weather coming.
Right. So I've got my sprinkler system turned off.
Probably ought to.
Now, I think I watered once this week, because I didn't get any rain, except for yesterday, of course. I think, you know, it rained the day after I turned the sprinkler on.
Right. That's the way it always works.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I got that handled. Plenty of water on my curb, which I'm not happy about. So fall, grass, our lawns. We've gotten a lot of folks who have asked us about these mushrooms popping up in our lawns. Now, mushrooms are a fungus.
Right.
Okay. So do I need to be worried about those?
No, not typically. There's, you know, people call mushrooms a lot of different things, but true mushrooms are not that big a deal. It's just a decomposition of organic matter.
Okay. And so, they're just popping up.
Yeah. Not that big a deal. There's some other things that can be signs of decay on a root system of a tree.
Oh.
And those are conchs.
That are growing on the tree or near?
Nope. They'll grow in the ground or on the tree either way.
Okay.
So some people will call those mushrooms, but those are not truly mushrooms.
Okay. Also, so watch that around the trees.
Yeah. If you see some odd-looking mushrooms that are hard, that is a bad sign of...
Harder mushrooms. Yeah. Because these others you can just barely touch and they pop over.
Yeah,
now, be careful about the dogs.
Right.
Because
right.
I have no idea what to tell, because I'll have one kind of mushroom on one side of the lawn and another over here, but they're all the floppy kind.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. Mushrooms are just a sign of decomposition.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they pop up after the rains, because it's getting down in there into the ground, and we've got fungus down there. You know,
there's always
the good stuff.
There's funguses everywhere.
Right, right. So they're popping up. So just worry about watch out for the kids and the dogs on those. But I just knock mine over, or I just just mow over them.
Yeah, not that big a deal.
I haven't had any spreading. But the one thing I have noticed the last week are ants. I have had a larger population of ants pop up all of a sudden after this rain.
Yeah, they're looking for dry places to go.
Oh,
they don't like the moisture, so they're going to high and dry ground.
Okay, so they were content with the dry that we were running into, and now we've disturbed them and we're moving them around.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, later we'll talk about anything that we can get. Doing anything we can do for some of our ants, because that's, you know, that can be an issue. And fertilizing, That's a time of, this is a great time of year for that.
Fall fertilization for the lawn, roses. Those are the two probably main things that I'd be fertilizing right now.
Okay. And just a general fertilizer, like we could do MicroLife or...
So MicroLife makes a brown patch control.
So should we do that now?
Probably so.
Okay.
Especially if you are known to have brown patch.
If you've had it in the previous years.
Yeah, some people will have it all the time, and you know, every fall.
Interesting.
And some people never get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be looking at the MicroLife brown patch right now if it was me.
Okay. All right. So that's something we can easily do this weekend, and it's good to get it down. Excuse me. There's a fly flying around in here. So get that brown patch down on the lawn. And I didn't realize that maybe you could be more susceptible to it. So that's good to know. If you had it before, let's get ahead of the game.
Yeah, there's something, you know, there's a lot of different things that happen. But holding water, if you have low spots in the yard, you're almost guaranteed to get it every fall. Too much shade, that'll cause it to.
Low and moist.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we can solve some of that with some topsoil, too.
Right. With that and thinning out the trees. You know, like I said, some people just get it, though, every year.
Right.
And a lot of people like to overwater.
I think we learned that this summer.
They come out of summer watering all the time.
Yeah.
And don't turn the sprinkler system off now.
Right.
And you're just setting everything up for brown patch.
Right. Well, we got a lot of calls during the summer. And you know, you're thinking, oh, we've got to water all the time. And over, we kept reminding people, let's water less often and maybe a little deeper.
Yeah.
Because we were just sprinkling the top, and it was going to cause all sorts of other problems.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
So hopefully we all learned something this summer and get those sprinklers off and watch the rain, you know?
There you go.
Use that Mother Nature rain. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and this is a co-op of knowledge experts from around Houston. And this morning we have Danny Linderman, who is here talking with us. He is from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And you've also heard from Joey from out there. Beautiful, two beautiful locations. I just saw some pictures of beautiful new shipments that you've got in for the fall. So that's going to be exciting for everybody. You've also heard from the Nelsons from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So these are all your, at the tip of your phone, experts that you can call on Saturday mornings. And we are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife, healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Good fences make good neighbors. So the saying goes, it's not what fences do, but what they say. Caring how a fence looks for both you and your neighbor says you called Southland Fence. Wood, iron, chain link, aluminum, or even vinyl. A good neighbor fence starts at Southland Fence, a Tom Tynan certified Home Show Pro. Plus, with 0% interest up to 18 months, the time for your new fence is now. Let Southland Fence make you a good neighbor. Visit southlandfence.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And hello and good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. You can call Danny Linderman at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We also have an opportunity. Danny is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert. So give us a call and we can chat with you about what's on your to-do list, or if you see something going on in your yard and garden that you don't like and doesn't look familiar, let's tackle that issue. You can also send in questions at homeshowgardenpros.com. And there is a tab there that says Ask a Pro, and you can send those in. But sometimes it's a little easier to give us a call on Saturday mornings, because then we can dig around in your question and we can ask you questions about your question to clarify. So speaking of those Home Show Garden Pro questions that we got, I do have a question from a gentleman named Adrian. And Adrian has an issue with his Mexican plum. And actually, Danny, this looks a little familiar from about 2 years ago with mine. And he says that early in the spring this year, he planted it. And he was wondering what happened over the summer, because now it's looking very spindly. And he wonders if it suffered through the summer. Can I save this guy? So I'm showing Danny this picture of this beautiful little plum. And it looks a little naked on the top, but fluffy on the bottom.
Naked on the top and fluffy on the bottom.
Yeah.
That Mexican plum, and it's typical.
Okay.
They'll kind of do that this time of year.
Okay.
I would not worry about it. Don't spray it with anything. Just let Mother Nature run its course, because it's fall. Fall is here.
Yeah. Okay.
So it'll wind up shedding its foliage for the fall, and then come back in the spring.
Okay. And then some of those leaves were a little bit yellow, but that's okay.
Yeah, watch the watering on it. But like I said, that's typical for that tree.
Okay.
That and like fig trees are real prone to that type of look. They'll get beat up over the summer, and they'll shed their leaves really early. Sometimes they'll put on another set of leaves back on before fall actually sets in.
Okay.
So that they just do that.
Okay.
I would not be concerned.
Don't mess with it. And then we talked a little bit last weekend about some of the watering, and sometimes people are overwatering these trees.
You bet.
And
you
our
bet.
Citrus, which, you know, it's hard for us to tell, but you just have to read the plant, give us a call, or when you go out to the nursery Enchanted, you can bring pictures, because that's helpful. So how, you know, it's, to me, it seems a little easier to read a houseplant, whether I'm watering it too much or not. Sometimes there's small adjustments, maybe because it's a small item.
Right, right.
Okay, so, but with a fruit tree, how do I know if I'm watering it too much or too little?
Best thing is to use your finger, stick it in the soil.
Okay.
All right. If it's moist, it's all you need is moisture. The plants don't need to go for a swim. They just need moisture. So if soil feels damp at all, that's good enough.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay, all righty. And it's always a good idea, and this is a great time of year, a season change, to remulch or compost or both.
You bet. Both is good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, mulch. So going into winter, the mulch is going to protect the root system from any cold that we may have.
Okay.
So get it done now. Clean everything up.
Right.
You know, it's that time of year.
Right.
But, you know, on the Mexican plum, you know, it's a very drought-tolerant plant.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Over the summer, we needed some help, right? Since it's
a newly
planted tree. But yeah, Mexican plum is a drought tolerant plant. So going forward, he shouldn't have to worry about the watering so much on that.
Okay. So just keep an eye on those, on the soil. Well, keep a feel on the soil, I guess. That's a great hint. But it was so funny, because when I saw that picture, I thought, was he in my backyard a few years ago? Because it was the same look, and I had a peach tree next to it, and it looked fine. But now that Mexican plum is full, top to bottom full. And so I will give him some encouragement. I'll send him back that information about his leaves, not to be worried about that. It's interesting that it's shedding them from the top.
Yeah, it's probably something to do with watering. But I mean, like I said, going into this time of year, doesn't concern me at all.
Right, right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I am here with Danny Linderman. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert, and you've heard from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They're out in Katy. You've heard from Plants for All Seasons up north off of 249, and up a little more north than that is Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center off of 45. You heard from John last weekend. We talked a lot about soils and how we can enrich those soils. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and I am here with Danny Linderman, and we are taking your questions via Ask a Pro on the homeshowgardenpro.com or give us a call at 281-833-3333.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures or a place for your family to call home, at Mueller, we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors, or we can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that provides superior quality and timeless value. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I hope you are looking outside at some beautiful landscaping or your what you've done with your patio, and thank you for joining us on Home Show Garden Pros. We are on Sports Radio 610. You can reach Danny Linderman, who is our expert this morning, our Home Show Garden Pro expert. He is from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Both are south Richmond and Rosenberg area. Beautiful locations to go and wander around and get ideas, or take your ideas and get some consulting from any of their team members. It's just a beautiful place. You can reach us at 281-833-3333. Easy number, 281-833-3333, to talk with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest. So as we were saying, this is an opportunity. Don't forget, if you're new to Houston, we can get out in the yard and plant. I mean, I know we've got lots of quote-unquote transplants here. So we could get out there and do gardening. I know Mary Nelson likes to call this time of year a second spring, which is a good reminder for me that, yes, this is a great opportunity. We've got a good 4 months for roots to take hold.
You bet. Yeah, everything you plant now will become established before spring.
Right.
You know, maybe not 100% established, but it has, you know, the next few months, 5 months or so to produce roots, kind of settle in. We're not too stressed out about the weather being so hot and dry.
Right.
So it takes a lot off the homeowner.
Right. It's almost an extra month than we have in the spring, because sometimes summer starts early.
Right.
Yeah. So this is a great opportunity to get up there, and we can clean up a little bit, we can plant, and then we've got that transition of our summer colors that are still, they're still pretty happy.
Yeah, that it's, you know, it's time for the fall planting. A lot of the vincas,
mm-hmm.
vincas doesn't like the rain. I've heard a lot of people coming in and saying that their, you know, vincas kind of rotted off.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They don't like the moist conditions.
Yeah.
So if you have that problem going on, go ahead and change it out to a fall plant.
Yeah, there's, the vincas like a little struggle.
They like it hot and dry. And you know, a couple of weeks ago or a week or two ago, we were not dry.
That's right. Exactly. So they're done. They're like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'm ready for someone new. And you have got some beautiful fall colors out. So the vincas are probably, that's one summer color that you're probably seeing symptoms that are not liking the rain.
Yeah, we no longer handle the vincas this time of year.
Yeah.
Now, if they're doing well in your yard, that's fine.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that, but I know some of them have not performed well over the last 2 weeks or so.
Right. So what are some of the beautiful fall colors that we can put out?
Well, petunias and dianthus, snapdragons, pansies.
The snapdragons,
marigolds.
Are fun.
I mean, there's so many fun things right now.
Right, and they're very brilliant.
Oh yeah, you bet.
You know, it's a different color than we get in the summer.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love the snapdragons because you can get some height.
Yeah,
in
you
your
bet.
Garden, and that's nice. And birds, butterflies, and bees, they like
yeah.
all of those.
You bet.
And a good hint that I'm learning from all of you Home Show Garden Pros is when we're planting in our garden, we can't just plant the veggies. right? I need something there to help pollinate.
Yeah, the pollination's always good. Marigolds, nasturtiums, they're good helper plant, basically.
Okay.
To get everything going.
Right. So if you want a more abundant crop, get some pollinators in there or around there. And then we also need to be feeding our veggies.
Right.
So is it true that I need to feed my vegetable plants more than, say, just the flowers or the lawn?
Yeah. The veggies are heavy feeders. I mean, they're putting out fruit for you. And so they're going to need something to sustain them while they're doing that.
Okay. And that's good. I love that explanation of the why. You know, they're producing a lot. They're not just looking pretty.
Right, right.
Okay. So when you say they need, so in the terms of, let's say, a tomato plant, you know, 60 to 90 days that it's going to give us some tomatoes.
Right.
So how many times do I need to fertilize it?
Usually for the fall, if I would do it twice. Once when you plant.
Okay.
And you know, 6 weeks later.
Okay, that's easy enough.
Something around those, you know, you don't have to follow a specific schedule. It depends on how well you composted. There's a lot of things going on. So, you know, sometimes there's some residual fertilizer from the spring planting that really didn't get ate up because maybe your plants died before before summer. So they didn't really, the fertilizer is still in that bed.
Oh, okay.
So it just kind of depends. But, you know, MicroLife vegetable.
That's
a no-brainer.
It is easy.
You're not going to hurt anything with it. So if you're not sure, I would feed it.
Yeah, yeah. But I love that. You know, halfway through your growing time on different plants, I think that's an easy enough. And be careful on the watering, because I know during the summer, if you were successful during the summer, you are watering probably every day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had direct sun.
You need to, you know, you got to remember that the seasons change. So days are shorter.
Right.
We're going to get cooler. So we're going to be using less water.
And less sun.
Yep.
Shorter days.
Just, you know, that's going to make it so much easier right there by itself.
Okay. All righty. And that's an important thing to remember on where we're planting our. I have a raised garden, and mine pretty much gets the same sun, you know, from end to end. There's one area that finally a crepe myrtle is giving me a little bit of filtered shade, so I can put things that maybe are a little more sensitive to the sun. But like my lettuce, my leafy veggies, they can handle a little bit less sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically, the bigger the leaf on the plant, the more shade they can handle.
Okay, that makes sense.
And during the summer, everything likes a little bit of shade.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter. Everything likes a little bit of shade.
Right, but now that we're moving into the fall, so, you know, those veggies and the tomatoes are fine. They like the sun.
Yep.
Just keep an eye on them. And then the spacing is important with your veggies and changing. What was there? Don't put your tomatoes the same place you had them last season.
Crop rotation.
Crop rotation. That's right.
Just like the farmers do.
Right, right. And there's a reason for that, because the nutrients change in our soils, right?
Some plants will eat up, you know, one nutrient where the other plant will give that nutrient back.
Yeah.
So it's always rotate the crops.
That little soil web.
And the bugs. Some of the bugs will stay in that soil waiting for the next crop of whatever.
Little sneaky guys.
You change the crops, and that way they're not able to get to that same plant year after year.
Okay. All right. Well, we can get those veggies in the ground. So this is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Danny Linderman is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens to take your questions and concerns about your lawn and landscaping. We'll return after this.
Your projects, our experts. Find your inspiration at the Houston Home and Garden Show, September 16th through 18th at NRG Park. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts to make your dream home a reality. Plus, don't miss Joe Mazza of HGTV's hit show, Home Inspector Joe, appearing Friday and Saturday only. From kitchens and baths to outdoor living and more, don't miss the Houston Home and Garden Show, September 16th through 18th at NRG Park. Plan your visit and save on tickets at HoustonFallHomeAndGardenShow.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources. want everybody to come into the nursery because fall is the time for planting, especially for our fruit trees and citrus. And we have orders arriving daily, got a full selection, everything from avocados to grapefruits. So come in and get it. We also have a lot of the annual fall color coming in. In addition, we've put in a new rack due to customer requests. We found a supplier of heirloom, non-GMO organic seeds that are not treated with pesticides. So when they germinate, they don't poison our pollinators like our bees and butterflies. Additionally, this past summer, we've been working on expanding the nursery. We've added more shade cloth, working on drainage, and just added doing some testing, some new technology, a digester for food waste to water your plants with. And also this time of year, it's always great to top dress your lawn with compost. It's one of the best ways to prevent fungal diseases like brown patch. And at the same time, get a little remineralizer and add those trace and micronutrients back to your soil. So come see us at Nature's Way Resources. Nature's Way Resources, we're located just off the intersection of I-45 and FM-1488. Go west one block over the rail track, make a right, and you run into us. We're hard to miss. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. So come visit us and enjoy the grounds. And now back to Sandy and Danny.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can speak with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. And Danny, we have got Tommy on the line. Good morning, Tommy. What do you have for Danny?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
I need to plant a good shade tree, and I understand this is the best time to plant trees. So what type of shade tree would you recommend?
Yeah, there's so many good ones. It just kind of depends on the size of the tree you need, or if you want evergreen or deciduous. A lot of different ones. Red maples are probably one of the top choices for me.
What about an evergreen one?
You know, it's hard to get a good evergreen one if you want a big tree. You're pretty much going to be limited to a live oak. Smaller trees could be a magnolia or a holly tree.
What do you think of the Mexican sycamore?
It is not evergreen. Mexican sycamore is a great tree, right, but not evergreen. Fairly fast growing, a large tree, so you got to be careful where you plant it. You know, I hate seeing people plant a large tree near a house, and in 30 years they're wishing they didn't do it.
Right. I would like to make a comment on the Mexican plum y'all were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was naked on top and fluffy on the bottom.
Yes. Sorry, that was my non-technical term.
That's the way I like my women. thank y'all. Bye.
All right. I knew that was going to get me into trouble.
Yeah, when you said that, that's why I repeated it, because I thought that was a...
And you did repeat it.
An odd comment.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm, you know, it sounded more like a Charlie comment than a Sandy comment, but that's how I was... I wanted to be visual.
That is what it looked like.
Because I got to see the picture, and, you know, it was... There were no leaves on the top, and it was fluffy on the bottom.
That's very true.
Anyway, that was the poor plum, and as you said, it's going to do just fine. So Tommy wants to plant one of those shade trees. I love my red maple.
Yeah, red maples are probably, you know, for the yards that are we have now, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody, you know, back in the day, everybody had a bigger yard.
Right.
Now all the yards are getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Right.
So we need to be, like I said, concerned of the size of the tree that's going to go in that yard.
So my red maple roots, are they not going to go, they're not going to spread like the oak roots?
No, not like the oak tree, but they'll get pretty big. I mean, you know, red maple is not a small tree by no means, but a live oak is a huge tree.
Yeah.
You know, if you've ever been out to one of the state parks or whatever, and those things are spreading, you know, 120 feet across.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't fit in many yards we have nowadays.
No.
And we're talking a couple hundred years to worry about that, but somebody one day will be worried about that.
Yeah, so. Especially when the builders put them so close to those yards.
Yeah.
So if you're building and you have a chance to be out there when they're planting trees, make sure you don't get them near the house. And as for the red maple, yeah, it's not green year-round, but it's interesting. I feel like we have a short period of time where our trees, you know, shed.
Yeah.
And it just really, it doesn't bother me at all.
It's a pretty quick window. I mean, just, you know, everybody's got a different preference. I'm a fan of deciduous trees probably because of the fact that it lets light in during the winter when it's bleak outside, right?
Yeah.
So we're, if you have an evergreen tree and it's already dark outside most of the winter, and then, you know, you're getting more shade from the live oak, it just kind of, you know, some sun when that tree is deciduous coming into house in the winter is kind of nice.
Right, because you don't need that shade too. Yeah, add some sun, exactly. That's a great point. Now, I've noticed my red maple, they've only been in a few years, but he's a fast grower.
Yeah, they're a fast growing tree, you know. Yeah. Not the longest lived tree like a live oak. Live oaks will live, you know, a couple hundred years.
Okay.
Where a red maple won't do that. But, you know, we're worried about 20, 30 years in a house. You know, that's typical.
Right. I'm not going to be here for another 100.
Right.
So, red maple, what's your opinion on those Bradford pears?
Bradford pears are not a good tree. They're
really?
They have some draw, but they're very brittle.
Oh.
And so we get an ice storm or something, and they'll just, I mean, fall apart.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I see a lot of them on some of our, the medians out here in West Houston. And they're very pretty. You know, they're sort of, you know, round and manicured.
Right. Now, they can be pretty, but they are a small growing tree, which is nice for these small yards.
Okay.
But you just beware that they're not the longest lived tree.
Yeah.
And they're very brittle. The way the bark, the way the stems come off the trunk,
mm-hmm.
they have included bark. And so the bark is not very strong. So when we get a bad wind or ice storm, they just unfold, basically.
All right. So it's like a cut that gets opened almost.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So we got to be careful about those. Well, I hope he got some good ideas. And then did he mention the Mexican sycamore or did you?
Yeah. He did, I believe. Mexican sycamore is a good tree.
Okay, and that's a good one, too.
It's a neat tree, but larger growing, and fast growing.
Yeah. And magnolias, they can grow really big, but not so fast.
Yeah, not so fast. There's little gem magnolias now that you know, stay pretty dwarf, you know, 20, 25 feet tall, and teddy bear magnolias, which are neat, and they're dwarf as well.
Okay. All right. Well, those are some great suggestions, and this is the time. Go and get your trees. If there's a place where you want to, you know, put a big tree or a small tree, and you can always go to any of our Home Show Garden Pros because they can guide you on that, and Danny just gave us some great input on different trees that we could, and we didn't even touch on the fruit trees yet.
Oh, no.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. You can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
I promise we are moving into a new season, believe it or not. Even if you feel some warm weather coming, we are definitely approaching our Houston fall. So it is time to fertilize your turf and ornamentals with MicroLife Humates Plus, or MicroLife 624, or even the MicroLife Hybrid 2005. You know, we were just talking about this. It's also a good time to start that brown patch MicroLife. It will help prevent the bad fungus that we do not want in our grass. You've heard us talking about the MicroLife liquids. I love those MicroLife liquids for any of our outdoor family. It's expensive and it gives you quick results. You'll feel good about taking charge and making things happen in that yard and garden. The people at MicroLife and our Home Show Garden Pros believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife produces nutritious soils and plant foods for your gardens, flowers, veggies, and lawns. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location. Learn more at MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Making life, making better. Making MicroLife, making life better. I am sorry about that. I love the MicroLife products. They are just beautiful. They're easy to use, and they give you results ASAP. So we are at Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. This is Sandy, and I'm here with Danny Linderman. He is representing Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens for us today. He is one of the family members out there, and it's full of family members and really knowledgeable team members. So if you've got a question or concern about your lawn or garden and you're out there visiting, you don't just have to grab Danny or Joey. I've been out there, and everybody is so knowledgeable, so it's such a treat to visit our Home Show Garden Pros. So thank you for being here.
We try.
It's great. So we have got Stephen on the line. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm vertical, and at my age, that's good.
Hey, that's right. Our eyes opened this morning.
And I'm not looking up at the bottom side of grass, so that's cool.
There you go. Let's take care of the top right now.
Okay. I have had a problem with Magnolia grandiflora. I got one in the front, one in the back, and they are by far the biggest trash tree I have ever seen or dealt with. The leaves don't decompose by themselves. They have to either be put in a grinder or the trash, and I have no idea how to reduce the amount of shedding that they have. So I'm interested in two things. Pardon me, is there anything that I can spray on the leaves for them to decompose without hurting any other parts of the yard? And secondly, is there anything I can do with the tree to stop it from being such a trash tree?
Yeah, magnolias, I wouldn't put them in the trash tree category. But, yeah, they can make a big mess. Their leaves are big and tough, right? So they do take some work to get them to break down. Mulching mower will able to chop them up and make them into fine particles. That would help. I'm not sure, you know, how you're doing it now, but yeah, there's as far as the shedding, you know, everything that comes up must go down, right? So every leaf on that tree will come down at some time. There's never a leaf that stays on that tree forever, so every leaf up there will come down at some point. Now they can come down at a lot at the same time. When they put on new foliage, they tend to drop a lot of foliage, and that causes a problem. No good way to spray anything on it to make them decompose, really. You know, like I said, mulching mower is probably going to be my best recommendation.
Well, I have a real hard time getting the mower onto the patio because that's where they all seem to be.
Oh, they fall into concrete.
On the furniture and all that stuff. Yeah. In addition to covering all other places, they'll get inside the bushes, and I'm screaming.
Yeah. There's the good thing to think about it like this is there's plenty of people out there that would kill to have your problem, right?
Yeah.
People come into the nursery all the time wanting a big magnolia. Uh-huh. And they are, when they're pretty, they are pretty. And then some people do realize that the problem with the foliage, like I said, it's a unique tree because the leaves are just so darn big.
Yeah.
If I were to drill the inch or inch and a half holes 18 inches deep to water, would that help them?
Well, like I said, back to the point of if it goes up, it's got to come down. You're going to put more foliage on that tree by fertilizing it, and so you'll have more shedding. So I don't know if that's
that
going to be your best option.
Is that a road to hell is paved with good intentions thing?
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I mean, you know, definitely keeping it watered when it's stressed out will help maintain the leaves on the tree. But all you're doing is prolonging the agony. Because it will come down. It's just a matter of when.
Now, is it a healthy tree? You've got nice green leaves. It's just that when they're shedding, they shed a lot.
Well, it does have nice green leaves. it is always shedding.
Yeah. Okay.
And that may be something to do with a little bit stressed. You know, like I said, during this past summer, I can see it shedding more than usual because of the fact that it was stressed out and could not maintain all those leaves. But like I said, every leaf will fall off that tree. It's just a matter of timing.
This has happened year after year after year. Really? They've been in the ground, I don't know, 25 years or something like that.
A big tree like that, you're not, you know, it probably wasn't really affected by the our summer
because
it's got a, you know, such a big root system. But yeah, that's the problem with magnolias. I mean, like I said, I hear it every day, and people ask me, "Hey, is this tree messy?" Well, yes, it is messy, but they're so darn pretty. You know, when they're flowering and the big leaves, and it just, you know, a matter of opinion, I guess.
And then where I see, you know, I can see what you're saying, that they're landing on your patio and your furniture.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I've got one that does, it lands on some of the landscaping. And I have to be careful because I've got to scoop them out of the shrubs.
They're big. They're big and they last a long time. They don't just go away.
Yeah.
And the ones on top catch the wind. And I actually have to rake my neighbor's yard because I feel badly about my leaves being in their yard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so the mulching mower, but yeah, when they're on the patio, it sounds like you got to rake them into one place.
Yeah. Okay. Well, even the, you know, the vacuums use those blower vac kind of thing. They have a real difficult time picking them up.
Yeah. No, the magnolia leaves are something else. You know, there's nothing else like them.
Yeah, they're big. They're thick. That thick vein through the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, well, I'm really disappointed. I thought you'd have a magic wand that I can
use. No magic wands. You can call Mother Nature.
Yeah. Okay. She's at a different number.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you know the number there.
Yeah. Well, call us with an easier question, Stephen.
I wish I had a better answer for you, but like I said, that's the magnolias, like what they do. The reason for that is those leaves in nature fall down and shade the root system.
Oh.
So that it's a purpose behind it, you know, just because we have so many things that we do that we want Mother Nature to play with us. Well, yeah. Mother Nature didn't intend for us to, you know, be doing everything that we're doing now.
Interfere.
So, so she had her own plan, and we're kind of over there meddling with it.
That's interesting. You're right, because I can see where those, you know, in nature, if it's growing out in the, you know, in the middle of nowhere, the leaves are helping to protect those roots.
Bet.
Okay.
Well, I wish you had told me that 25 years ago.
You should have called me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Really enjoy your show.
You
all right. Have a great weekend.
Well, I'm not going to limit you to the weekend. Have a great long life.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, what a sweet call. Well, sorry, Stephen, about that magnolia. I know. I've got one, too. And, you know, the buds falling, you know, those are my dog likes. Like if it doesn't bloom, you know, and it's got the bud that falls off,
he
loves those. He thinks those are so fun to play with. But, yeah, we need to. I guess, you know, the best thing is when we go to the Home Show Garden Pros, we go to the locations, ask questions, you know, and call in here and ask questions is fine too. But, you know, when you see a beautiful tree, because it is tempting, you're like, oh, I want this one. And just like you said, you were guiding the previous caller, Tommy, about, well, you know, I like the red maple. Or so it just, a little bit of input could save us some bother later. Yeah. And I love your point about Mother Nature.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to work with it.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get that. You know, sometimes you try and work against it, and I still have ants on my mind, so I'm still going to talk to you about ants. But so we've been talking about fall, and this is a great time to plant trees, and we've talked a lot about them this morning. Excuse me. Fruit trees. We have not heard anything about fruit trees. What can I be looking at if there's a place that I want to plant a fruit tree? You have some fruit trees coming in, I'm sure, at Enchanted.
A great
variety.
You bet.
A few years ago, I got a beautiful apple from you guys, an Anna apple, and that's fun to watch. So let's talk about fruit trees when we get back. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610-281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Mom, what in the world is second spring? Well, with the cooler temperatures and fewer insect and disease problems, second spring, a.k.a. fall, is the ideal time to plant. Don't let the busyness of fall get in your way. Get out there and soak up the sun while you plant anything you can think of.
Including citrus?
Yep, citrus. Sounds crazy, but yes. Citrus and any tree or shrub that you can think of. All of them will thrive next year if you get it into the ground now.
All right, so along with all the great shrubs and trees and citrus trees that I know we can plant now, Nelson's has a great selection of those fall winter annuals like dianthus and snapdragons and crotons.
And more. Cooler weather means you're outside more, so why not add a fountain? Nelson's is the place to go for fountains, water features, and water gardens. Do the hard work now and enjoy the cooling effect of water sounds this fall.
And not just water features. Don't forget, fall is a great time to add that patio, deck, arbor, or outdoor fireplace you've been dreaming of. And we can make it happen. Just visit our website to get in contact with Peter at nelsonwatergardens.com.
And for up-to-the-minute information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. You can find us.
Now back to Sandy and Danny.
Let's work with Mother Nature. That's what we just heard from Danny a little while ago. We've got to work with her, not against her. So we're going to do our best here on Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. You can talk with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is here this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we were just talking about, we've had lots of information about trees, and I'm talking about, I'd like to touch on fruit trees. Okay. Because we can plant those now too, not just trees, which is amazing. I love the idea that you can get those fruit trees in the ground.
Fruit trees are trees.
Yes, that's true. These are the kind that we can eat.
Fruit tree is a tree, so it depends on how you look at it. But fruit trees are always...
I just want to make sure you were on. I was having a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was me, my microphone, or yours.
I didn't know if you were saying I was crazy.
No. I am so sorry.
But yeah, fruit trees are a great time of year to plant them. I mean, like I said, with all trees... Great time of year to right now.
Okay.
But fruit trees are very different. Most of the fruit trees are smaller growing trees.
Yes.
So they can fit in our smaller yards, mm-hmm. which is a good thing.
Right.
Instead of being, you know, overgrown and too close to the house and all these different problems that we run into. But fruit trees are a great thing to do this time of year.
And we need to be careful not to plant them, you know, too close to a shaded area. If you've got a big live oak,
right,
they need sun.
Yep.
So the fruit trees are a great tree to go to on some of these new areas that are building homes. You know, they've chopped down all the trees.
Oh, yeah.
So fruit trees are kind of a fun place because you've got lots of sun.
Right, right.
You could have a little orchard in the back.
Yeah, you bet.
Now, with the citrus trees, most of those are great in the ground, even through the winter here in Houston, right?
Typically, yes. During that, whatever that storm was, Uri or whatever, I think it was named Uri. You know, a lot of the citrus trees had problems. They died.
Yeah.
But that is, every 30-year occurrence.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that being said, there's no rule on Mother Nature.
No.
Right? She can do it year after year. She can...
Right.
wait 50 years.
Yeah.
So who knows?
We lost mature citrus. We lost about four or five mature ones. And I've replanted, and they did fine this past year, and they're looking good. They're smaller, of course, not producing a whole lot yet. But on my citrus trees, no problem. Those are in the ground. Now, are there some fruit trees that we should maybe lean towards planting them in large pots?
Well, so when you plant them in a large pot, you're going to do something with that large pot, right?
Yeah,
so if you want to move it in, you better have a plan to move that large pot in.
Yeah.
So avocados and limes are two things that I lean toward planting them in pots.
Okay.
But the problem is you got to have the wherewithal to do something with them if we're going to get a bad freeze.
Right, a hand dolly or have it on wheels.
Depends on how big a pot it is.
Right.
A dolly may not be big enough.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's when we do it at the nursery, we'll grow some avocados and big pots, and we'll have to use a tractor to get them into the greenhouse.
Wow. Well, yeah, I've seen some of those.
Not a dolly.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got some very large containers. Exactly. So keep that in mind. But the avocados and the limes, I didn't know about the limes.
Yeah, limes are the least cold hardy of the citrus.
All right, so my lime is in the ground. Is there anything I need to do to take care of that in a different way than just the citrus?
You know, so if you can wrap it, or cover it, like make a little greenhouse over it during the hard freeze. You know, and all the citrus, even during Uri, if you did that, either wrapped it or mulched it way up high on the trunk or made a greenhouse over it with some type of, you know, artificial heat
going in there. Oh, yeah, people with lights inside.
Yeah, huh? So there's a lot of different ways to do it, but it just depends on the year. And like I said, typically we don't have a problem, but I always want people to know that it can happen.
Right.
And it will happen.
Right.
And there's no doubt about it.
Right. We just work around them.
You gotta plant it sooner than later, right?
So
if you plant it now, then you can be enjoying it for 30 years.
Right, exactly.
If you plant it in 15 years, then you're only going to have 15 years to enjoy it. So,
right, right. Live it now.
Right, right.
Well, that's great. Well, I have so enjoyed my little citruses and my little orchard area, so it's lots of fun. And I did have to put up a tiny little fence because our little teddy bear dog decided that he was going to help me harvest peaches in the spring. So that was a bit of an issue. We had a little vet conversation about that, and all turned out fine.
Good.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We would love to hear about what's going on in your backyard if you've got some questions or concerns for Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We'll return after this.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. This is Sandy, and I am here with Danny Linderman, and he is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. You can also send in a question at homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's a little tab that says Ask a Pro, and you can send in pictures, and I encourage you to get on the phone if you're listening right now to give us a call with those questions, because sometimes we've got some questions about your questions. And it helps us figure out what is going on, or helps our Home Show Garden Pro figure out what's going on. You can also listen to the show, if you miss parts of it, on podcasts. So however you gather your podcasts, you can listen to Home Show Garden Pros and make sure that you got all of the information that you need for your beautiful outdoor living spaces. So we have talked a lot about, and we will continue to talk about, this fall planting season. It is a great opportunity. And we were just talking about the fruit trees, getting those in the ground, and you can enjoy them, you know, next year or the years to come. And different ideas about putting fruit trees in the ground versus pots. You know, you got to know how to move the pot around if that becomes an issue. Now, I've got a question, and this is a personal question. Actually, it came from Charlie. He was thinking of getting a couple of big pots to put in trees or a big shrub. What are some ideas that would work well in a pot? Because it's not an area that we would have ground in. It's there's a lot of decking. But he wants a couple of big pots with trees, sort of for privacy in this one area?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is an olive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're pretty. They're unique. They, you know, have a different type of look to it. And it just really depends on what the backyard looks like, right? I mean, everybody's got their own little...
We're not tropical.
Motif.
Yeah, I'm not tropical.
Olives are not tropical.
Right, right, right. That's what I was saying.
So, yeah. And they're pretty cool. And they're a hot and dry plant, so they like it dry. So nice. In the pot, works out good.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it, you know, the rains that we get here and them drowning because they're in a pot.
Okay.
That's probably one of the first ones I come up with. The hollies are always a good bet, too.
Okay.
They're a nice, tough plant. But, yeah, pretty much anything. So people come into the nursery, and one of the questions is, will it grow in a pot? And I look down at the plant, and I think to myself, well, it's grown in a pot now. So, yes, it will live in a pot.
Yes.
So, and, you know, some of the things that get too big for a pot, maybe. Uh-huh. And that's one of the problems. So transplanting it, you know, after a small pot to a big pot. And you always got to think about a tree in a pot can have a problem with the wind. It'll blow over.
Yeah.
So now that tree blows over.
Yeah.
Number one problem, you got to pick it up. But the second part of that problem is the pot's broken.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, you got to be careful with when you say tree.
Yeah.
You better be talking about a big pot.
Right, a big pot, and maybe a tree that's not going to grow. You know, I'm not thinking about an oak tree.
Right, right. You got to be careful what you say. Like I said, tree is a is a very broad term.
Yeah, I've learned enough from you guys where I would know better than that, at least. But I love that idea of the olive tree.
The olives would be neat.
That would be really fun. And is it okay if I get a big pot and put, you know, maybe the olive tree isn't big enough for the big pot that I get.
Not today.
Okay, but it's okay. I don't need to just keep transplanting
No. If you get a big enough pot, I mean, eventually it's going to outgrow that pot. Maybe not during our lifetime, but, you know, it depends on how big the pot is.
Yeah.
But and olives can handle that. They, like I said, they like it dry. So a root-bound olive is not going to be terrible, except for keeping up with the water, you know, in 10 years, right?
That's my kid's problem.
There you go.
Leave that to them.
That's the way to look at it.
It's on your to-do list. We got to enjoy it. Okay, well, great. That's a great idea. Thank you very much for that input.
You bet.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Danny Linderman. He is one of the owners and family members of Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, both South Richmond, Rosenberg areas. Beautiful. And boy, they have got some big pots out there. I can see where moving those on a hand truck would not be easy. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.